Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Washington reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Burnett reaches second base with a double. West scores. Pepper goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teach A is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hemsley moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Melillo moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Melillo scores. West moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. Burns moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Ted Lyons now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Jim Walkup now pitching. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Browns. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-1 in the game. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cliff. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. There goes Hayes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0 for 2 in the game. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walkup for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. West hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.